Okay, let's begin. Straightening your spine. Neck long and the shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are on your lap. And let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight lines coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top and slowly coming down through the center of your head, neck, spine, reaches the base. And the line is going down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of the planet. Stay with this vision. Stay with this long straight line. There are so many ways of the description or the purpose of the meditation, but one of them is to create the opportunity to allow yourself to open up your five senses. We try to close our senses in our daily life because if we open our senses, we have to sense pain and others, and we are afraid of it. I mean, ego is afraid of it. So now we know we are safe. At least we are safe now. And we can feel, we can observe, our sensation and feeling, and whatever you feel and sense, it's okay. Now slowly bring your consciousness onto your both feet. Ask your feet, how are you? And receive the answer. Now let's enlarge a little bit. You feel both legs. Ask both legs, how are you? Now bring your consciousness onto your lower abdomen and lower back, pubic area. Ask, how are you? Receive the answer. Of course, the answer comes through the feelings, sensation, some images, or word. Listen to the answer. Bring your consciousness up a little bit, stomach area and middle back, ask, how are you? Some of you might feel uncomfortable to pay attention onto this area. Because this area tends to gather so many complicated feelings, unsolved feelings, and so many memories, you know, so many things tend to come out this area. So even though you feel uncomfortable, please allow yourself to feel uncomfortable. You are safe. Then now bring up your consciousness a little bit again. This time, let's pay attention onto our upper chest and upper back. Gently ask, how are you? This area too, this area is a full of love, but at the same time, if you have some judgment and love seems like to be a conflict and might be uncomfortable, but stay with any kind of a sensation. and listen to the answer. And observe how the energy changes. Then now, let's come to throat area, throat and behind the neck, back, side of the neck, ask, how are you? If some part tells you no pain or suffer, tightness, heaviness, tiredness, listen to it with compassion. Then now, let's come to the old head area, first paying attention to it, surface of your face, inside of your face. Brain, hair, everywhere. Then ask, how are you? If you receive the answer with sadness, anxiety, worry, sense of powerlessness, it's okay, just listen to it with compassion. Now let's go to another body. Invite someone whom you concern, whom you love, whom you care about. So imagine that the person is in front of you. You can visualize that person's body. And then ask that person, how are you? and listen to the answer. Feel that person's mind. Receive that person want to express to you. Receive that person's mind who need compassion or need to be consoled, need to touch love, need to touch safety. So listen to that person. Then now, ask that person's spirit how are you? How the person's spirit replies? Listen to it. And keep this person in your mind, and now ask your whole body, whole yourself, how are you? Love is a connection. You can have any kind of a thought in your mind, but those thoughts are surprisingly separated and not related with each other at all. But when you see each of them and bring back some connection, everything is going back to the original thought, love. Your function is to bring everything to original thought. It is healing. It is love. Repeat to ask yourself, how are you? And repeat to receive the answer. Now, if you have some particular thought right now, you really concern, you really into it, some kind of project, or some particular people, or a particular issue, so pay attention to that thought. It can be your past mistake. It can be a future worry, uncertainty, or it can be a current some situation. So pay attention to it and ask that thought, how are you? And listen to the answer. We had to better understand all the issues in our lives are from lack of connection, lack of relationship. So if we restore the connection, any kind of issue will be changed to the original one. Love and the perfect one. And your body, your personality, your past, your future, and everything around you, everyone around you, everything feels safety because they know you are here and you are always asking them, how are you? You are taking care of them. You are listening to them. You never cut off the connection. So they feel safe and calm and becoming tranquil, silent state itself. God is a mind with which I think. So don't try to restrict your thoughts or bad thought or ego's thought. Rather, make connection and listen to them. God mind is with which I think. This is from A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson number 45. So with perfect, lovely connection, put your head down slowly and come out of meditation, please.